We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp. And joining us is Bills defensive end Jerry Hughes, your second year with the Bills, but your first year in this defense. How's the adjustment gone for you so far?
I feel like it's going quite well. You know, we're still kind of working out some of the wrinkles here in training camp and throughout the whole preseason. So, you know, we're just trying to find ways to get better on defense and kind of improve on what we kind of did last year.
Let me at the outset say I'm having trouble concentrating when you're wearing those sunglasses. He's got the sunglasses on that they're giving out at Kids Day on Saturday at the stadium, Buffalo Bills sunglasses. I'm just thrown off a little bit.
I like how they look. You know, I've seen the kids wearing them all throughout training camp, so I figured I'd snag me a quick pair.
They look good on you, and they'll be giving them out to the kids at Kids Day this Saturday night. How much, this defense, how much has your role changed? I know we talked to you about this maybe way back when OTAs began, and now you've had a full 4 or 5 weeks of training camp. How much has your role changed and what they're asking you to do in this defense?
Not much. It's probably very similar to what we ran. I mean, as far as the verbiage, you know, I think that's the main thing that we're trying to get a control on now. It's just kind of get everyone communicating, working together, you know, get us all on the same page. That way we can just go out there on Sundays and just pin our ear back and just play football.
I had a conversation with Coach Marone a week or so ago. I guess we were in Pittsburgh when he said something like, in his own way, he said, if I hear one more person call last year's defense a 3-4, I'm going to kill him. It really wasn't a 3-4 defense last year, according to him.
Yeah, in a sense. I mean, it was, because that's what some of the things we kind of did. But at the same time, the way Pettin ran it, it was always a more of a multiple front defense.
Right.
To be safe.
And that plays into what you do, right? I mean, you would have like a variety. You're like a hybrid, I guess. They called you last year a hybrid.
Right. I mean, they line me up on the field. I just try to go out there and make plays. I mean, 4-3, 3-4. I think at the end of the day, it's football. You go out there and you just try to get to the football by any means necessary. So, I mean, that's really what I've been doing.
How similar is what you're doing now to what you did at Indianapolis for the first few years of your career?
Very similar. I mean, 4-3 defense, it's kind of what I started up in Indy and everything like that. So it's kind of very similar. You kind of see some of the front calls and things like that kind of working out and kind of playing out the same way.
Jerry, at your position on the defensive front, do they ask you to set the edge against the run? Do they expect you to take on offensive linemen and
absolutely,
set the edge?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that's what a defensive lineman's job is to do. You set the edge, you take on the 300-plus pounders, and you get in the trenches and you do the dirty work. That's what they – D lineman does.
How does that match up? How do you make that matchup work for you?
Fire off the ball and hit the person across from me. That's pretty much what I've been doing, and that's how you play football, really.
Do you find yourself at a size disadvantage? Are there other attributes you can bring? Quickness, speed.
I'm not the tallest, but God blessed me with my ability, so I'm gonna use them. I'm fully capable of doing so.
Do they ask you to cover much in this defense?
That's a good question. I think we haven't really gotten into the game planning aspect of it, so we're still kind of covering the base aspects of everything, kind of just making sure that we can kind of run our simple calls before we get into game planning. So I guess we'll have to wait and see once it comes time, for game planning and getting ready to go up against different quarterbacks.
And it seems to me maybe your strength would be as an edge rusher. I'm sure that's a major component of what they want you to do here.
Well, I mean, I'm a defensive lineman. I've always been a defensive lineman dating back to my college career. So, I mean, anytime you put a defensive lineman on the field, we want to go after whoever has the football.
We're live with Jerry Hughes, Bills defensive end, down at Bills training camp. Tell me what went right for you last year. How did everything click in place and wound up you having the year that you had? 10 sacks and really not full playing time. You really weren't a full-time defensive player last year.
Our secondary does a tremendous job. Those guys, blanket receivers, they force the quarterback to go through second and third reads, and so when the quarterback's back there holding the ball for 4 seconds as a D lineman, we have to get back there. So I mean, our secondary did a tremendous job, I felt like, and I'm sure the numbers don't lie, just by the way they were able to kind of go up and go after the football.
They don't get a lot of credit for that. I mean, we know how good Stephon Gilmore is and how good Leotis, what a good year Leotis had last year. Aaron Williams had a solid year, but they don't get a lot of credit league-wide for how good. I like to think of them as like a young group full of potential.
Exactly. I mean, which is crazy that when people really don't sit back and think at how young these guys are and the fact that I think we were second in the league in interceptions last year. I mean, one game, I think the Seahawks, picked off Eli 5 or 6 times, but you take away that one game, league leaders right there. So, I mean, they do a tremendous job back there of covering people and really forcing that quarterback to hold the football.
When you look back at last year, and now you look down the line and you see three guys who went to the Pro Bowl last year, how does that benefit you to have, you know, Kyle and Marcel and Mario Williams?
Oh, I mean, it's a tremendous attribute because, you know, they bring a lot of intellect to the game. So, you know, they're always seeing things. You know, we're always working off of each other. And I think when we're able to go out there and be tired but still think and go through our technique, it's going to pay off for us.
Jerry, I wonder if, as you look back at last year and the impact you made for the Bills last year, if you look at that as sort of the rebirth of your career after, you know, starting out in Indianapolis.
I feel like it was a start, honestly. I mean, I really didn't get an opportunity to kind of get on the field as much as I would have liked to in Indy. But last year, I mean, I feel like it was the start, to be completely honest.
I had a conversation, I think, back at the Combine with Bill Polian, who drafted you in the first round, and he knew. He said, I knew all along what he could do, what Jerry Hughes could do. He said, and he admitted, and he wasn't there your entire time there, but he said, we never really gave him enough of a shot to show what he could do. Do you agree with that?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, he drafted me, so I mean, he always knew and had faith in me to pick me first overall, and I always thank him for that. So, I mean, it is what it is. You don't really get the opportunity when you're behind, you know, to Pro Bowl, future Hall of Famers, you know, like those two guys when they had back in Indy when I was there. But it's the nature of the business, so I just try to come out here and just showcase whatever I can.
When you came to Buffalo in that trade, did you come with a chip on your shoulder wanting to prove people wrong about what you could do in this league?
No, just kind of wanted to get on the field, you know, and I know they told me that I was going to get the opportunity to do so. So when I saw my opportunities, tried to make the most of them and just find ways to create havoc, get to the quarterback, whoever has the ball, you know, just find a way to be around that person, force a turnover or something.
Was there a low point in your time in Indianapolis when maybe you weren't playing a lot or weren't being used correctly? Was there ever a point when you wondered if it would ever work out for you in the league?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, probably my first year there, I think just going through my first rookie season, not getting the playing time that you want as a rookie or seeing the field, it definitely is tough to deal with mentally. But, you know, I just kind of just stayed with it and just kept working, because there's one thing I knew is that I could play football. So I just kind of just kept working at it and just using those guys like Freeney and Mathis as more as ways to kind of learn the game of football. I mean, being a 20, 21-year-old kid, you don't really know the NFL game of football. And I think those guys really taught me a lot to be a true professional.
And if there were down points there, low points there, where are you now in your mindset is based on, you know, how you played last year and what lies ahead for you?
Still learning. I mean, I'm still young, so I'm still learning, always trying to find ways to get better. So kind of just take that attitude towards practice, you know, whatever little bit of game that I need to kind of get better at, I try to focus on that part and just work at it, just take it day by day.
Have you thought at all about the next contract? I mean, is that a motivating force for you at all?
No, I haven't really put too much thought in that. I've been thinking a lot about the AFC East Championship. And I know we want to get one of those banners hanging up in our building. So, I mean, that's about as far into the future as I've actually thought, because I know we're putting in the work now so we can kind of make that transition happen on the field on Sunday.
We're with Bills defensive and Jerry Hughes at Bills training camp. This camp is in its fifth week. It's been a grind, a little bit of a grind. How are players handling that?
I think everyone's doing all right with it. I mean, fifth, sixth week, it feels like it's been a while, you know. But, I mean, it's training camp, so I think we're kind of just getting through it and just trying to find ways to kind of just get better, take something from it.
You never had a camp this long in Indy, I would.
No.
Did you guys go away? Or you trained outside there for a while?
Yeah, no, we went to Anderson. D3 school a little bit north of there. I think we went there, but no, I don't think it was anything like this.
Not only have you been here in Rochester for a while, but it's been three straight road games, a lot of travel. For a while, I told somebody, I feel like the Harlem Globetrotters, these road games.
Exactly. It'll be a lot of fun to get back at home and to get in front of the home crowd this upcoming game. So I know we're all looking forward to that.
What did you think of playing in front of that Buffalo crowd? And I respect what they do at Indy at Lucas Oil Stadium, but it's a different atmosphere in Buffalo, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You talk about a fan base is going to be live, you know, all game, and that's what you want as a player, to kind of feed off that home crowd energy. I mean, we know when we come home, you know, everyone's coming out guns blazing. You know, we're excited. The fans are excited. They get us even more excited than what we already are. So, I mean, it's always going to be fun, you know, playing at home.
I know they're great fans in Indy, and I've been to games at the old Dome and at the new Dome. They're a little bit too quiet, a little bit too polite down there sometimes. Do you agree?
Well, I've never been to the old Dome, okay. So I can't speak on that. But I know it's a, I mean, I'm just going to be completely honest. It's definitely different. I mean, Buffalo fans, they love football and they have no problem showing it. And as a player on the field, you love all that energy.
As long as this training camp has been, what have been the benefits for you in this defense, both in terms of work and in terms of maybe bonding down here in Rochester?
I feel like everyone's kind of gotten closer as far as the defensive unit, as far as the team in general. Everyone's kind of getting closer. I know we're kind of filling each other out, kind of getting some of that team chemistry that you kind of need, where some things probably won't be said on the field, but we can kind of just see how we're able to kind of work well off each other, as well as work well with each other. So I think that's what we're kind of really taking from this training camp.
This game Saturday night, second to last preseason game, typically the starters go a little bit longer. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah. Looking forward to kind of getting out there and playing football.
Jerry, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jerry Hughes, Bills defensive end, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp on Buffalo Bills Radio.